Today is Tuesday, June 30th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Yeah, so we had Pride 48 weekend. And for the most part, it went off, you know, it went off without a lot of a hitch. But I will say this. I forgot. So I know I told you guys on. So first of all, let me just what is it called? There's a saying. Clear the air in the room. No, there's something that you're supposed to say. There's something in the room. Let me identify the elephant in the room. Is that what it is? Oh my God, I can't believe I can't figure out what the saying is that I'm trying to say here. But anyway, I did not put out a Monday episode yesterday. I gave you guys the one that I recorded Friday night. And Gary called me out on it on Twitter. But you know what? And Gary, I love you. It's fine. I really am appreciative that you enjoy my little personal journal podcast so much that you missed having an update on Monday. But I thought, you know, I recorded two shows on Friday. I went ahead and did the extra work of recording a show Friday before Pride 48 started. And I was tired. I mean, man, the weekend was just jam-packed. I mean, I was in this studio mostly the whole time. There were a couple of times where I had to leave. I mean, we had to go return the keys to the old house. And I was listening the whole time, though. Even the overnight stuff, I didn't stay up. I could not listen to all 5 hours or 6 hours of, oh my God, they're still talking. I was so sleepy. I finally had to go to bed. And the same for Donna Sugars. I listened to the first hour and a half, 2 hours of Donna Sugars until she started reading the smut. And then, and I'm sure that's a really fun, you know, part of the show, but I was really sleepy again and I had to get up for the next morning. But yesterday, I was just like, oh, I'm so drained. And, you know, immediately after having the Pride 48 weekend, I didn't take yesterday off work. So I had to work all day yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I have an extra episode in the can. I'm going to release that because some of my loyal listeners may not have been able to tune in live. So I thought, you know, I'll just do that. So the weekend went really well. I was really pleased with the weekend. And in fact, I thought in particular, the kind of bringing together of the gayish community from Facebook when they did their live show and the bringing together of the Afterthought Media group into Pride 48, I'm hoping that we get some fresh blood. Not that I don't love all the current blood. That sounds kind of gross. But anyway, not that I don't love all the current blood that we have in Pride 48. But I just want to keep it a vibrant community that's constantly, you know, growing and we're bringing in new people and, you know, that sort of thing. And so I was really pleased with that. I was also really pleased to have Daniel more involved. You know, Daniel is a co-founder of Pride 48, and he was the one that actually came up with the name Pride 48. I just wanted a radio station. I mean, you know, he was like, oh, we need to build an LGBT community. And, you know, it needs to be centered around Pride. And I was like, let's build a radio station, you know. So I was really excited to have him be on two shows and also, you know, just, you know, do all the things. He helped to moderate the chat room a little bit. And so I was really excited about that. So I was really pleased because he decided to step down or retire from the suits a couple of years ago. A lot was going on in his life and, you know, and he's now started a YouTube channel and all that. But I'm really excited to have him back. He's my friend and I missed him. He always says that, and I know he listens to this, or he did. I know he may not now, but he always says that the only time I talk to him is when we record a podcast. And I guess that's true, but I'm not good. I'm going to say this. I don't think Daniel is very good at reaching out to his friends either, but I'm also not good at that. So what enables us to, like, you know, get together and see each other is we have this shared common interest in podcasting, and that's what we do. And that's how I look at it. I mean, he may just look at me as a horrible friend, but, you know. Anyway, I was really excited. You know, all the Afterthought Media folks were super nice. They were super sweet. Joe Batance offered to pay all the PayPal fees so we have more money to donate to those charities. And so, yeah, I thought it went off really well. The only thing that didn't go well, which unfortunately impacted Daniel, and I felt so bad about this. I mean, I always do. Well, okay, two things didn't go well, but I'll talk about the other one in just a second. The thing that didn't go well is I thought I had, so I record everything, or we record everything. We've always recorded everything over these weekends. That way we have extra, you know, we have the recordings in case someone forgets to record their own show. We can say, oh yeah, we have a backup. Here you go. You know, and also so we can replay it on the stream, and we also make it available on the website to download. So like we have all of 2019 available on the website for you to go download if you want. Well, I schedule those. I have an application. Unfortunately, the streaming server itself, we can't use that to record because it's running in the cloud with no sound card. And the software that we use has the option to record this, you know, the stream, but only if you have a sound card. So that's not an option. So I record the stream locally on an application. Well, the thing is, you have to schedule it. You have to go in, and it's better if you schedule one by one so you have a different file for each one, and then they're named correctly and all that kind of stuff. There are workarounds I could do to make it a little bit simpler, but I needed to go in and manually schedule 32 different recordings, basically. Well, I thought I had done all of it. Bless my heart. And I know on Friday's show, the actual Geeky Gay short show, the daily show on Friday, I told you guys there was going to be something that I forgot. So I was on Pointless Talk when Daniel and Big Fatty and Wes Stone, they were doing like a game show. And how dare RT Cruiser vote me off the island? Anyway, that's beyond the point, beside the point, next to the point. Well, we were about 2/3 of the way through, and I look over at my computer that's doing all the recordings, and I see that it's not recording. And then I realize I had stopped scheduling after North and South of Things and thought I was going to do it later, and I forgot. So you see how I told you guys I was going to forget something? I did. I forgot something. So, and I felt bad because, I mean, Daniel, this is the first time in like 2 years he's done a show. Now, Dubious Intent, we did get a recording of, and we did that, and that was the last Dubious Intent ever. And I actually, the title for Dubious Intent, it actually worked out really well because we pull a title from the actual episode. I mean, normally what we do is we always do it live, and we have the chat room give us potential titles before we ever start the show. They vote on them, and then we pick one, and then we have to say that during the show. We have to work that into the conversation. Then that becomes the title of the episode, and then et cetera, et cetera. It's very complicated. But because this was a situation where we were going on at a certain time and going off at a certain time, we didn't have like a pre-chat, we decided we would just pull it from the episode, which is what we used to do. We used to do it that way. And so it worked out that on our last Dubious Intent, Daniel said something about being unceremoniously booted. And I thought, oh, that's a perfect title for the last episode of Dubious Intent, unceremoniously booted. So Dubious Intent has been unceremoniously booted. But anyway, so I forgot to record, I believe, 6 hours worth of content on Sunday. I immediately went in and scheduled like the last three shows. So I got the recordings of Believer Skeptic Podcast and Pod is My Copilot and the closing show. But everything between North and South of Things and Believer Skeptic, we didn't get. All my fault. And I think most folks recorded, and normally Daniel records his stuff, and he didn't. He forgot as well. So both of us forgot. So we're going to let him, I mean, I'm going to make an executive decision and say the next Zoom cocktail hour for Pride 48, Daniel's going to do his game show during that Zoom cocktail hour, and he can record it and then release it or whatever. So yeah, but the other thing that didn't go well, and it was a very personal thing. And I don't know if this person listens. I'm not going to say anything bad about anyone. But I am going to say this. So I was doing Throwing Down with Joe Batanz. And I mentioned Chick-fil-A. And I mean, I'm not going to go into a lot of political stuff, you know, about Chick-fil-A. I happen to believe, and there are a lot of people who, disagree with me. I have a couple of feelings about, first of all, I don't really think that boycotting companies, I just feel like there's... I have weird feelings about boycotting companies because I feel like there are always going to be LGBT and LGBTQ plus people that work within those companies that are even in high up positions that you could be impacting negatively if you're boycotting certain. And people may say, oh, Adam, that's a bunch of bullshit. You're not going to really negatively impact them. But I mean, I know that there are LGBT and LGBTQ people that work at companies, you know, that we're trying to boycott. And so I have a little bit of mixed feelings about boycotting in general. But then the other thing, you know, a couple other things, actually, you know, I was discussing this with even with Joe, with several people in the Pride 48 community, including Joe Batanz and whatever. And I'm not going to say what they all believe, but a couple of people did agree with me that, you know, when you have those large companies that have franchises, a lot of times the franchise owners don't even agree with the higher ups or with the owner of the company, and they treat their employees the way they should be treated and all that. And so you don't know. I mean, you really don't know. And then the other thing is, well, there are several things, but then another thing is, you know, Chick-fil-A really tried recently, I feel, to start supporting LGBTQ charities and to stop supporting some that are anti-LGBT. Now, they may backslide, but they made an effort to do that. And I feel like we've got to give them a little bit. I talked about this before, but I feel like when companies make baby steps, even if they're just baby steps, we have to acknowledge that they've made a baby step so that they'll continue to make further baby steps. If we're like, you know what, screw them, we don't care if they make baby steps, they're a horrible company, they may never change. And the real goal of boycotting is to make them change, right? Or do we just want them to go under? I don't know. Maybe some people just want them to go under and not exist. But if you really want them to change, then you need to acknowledge baby steps. And, you know, I mean, their owner eventually is going to pass away. He's old. His opinions may never change, but the company may be able to get out from under that. And then the other thing is, I would say that most companies, unless they're like an LGBT founded company, and even then, even some of those, you're going to find that they donate or they give money to some charities or some groups that have opposing views to what you have. And I mean, maybe I'm in the wrong position here, but I go to church. My very people that I go to church with, a lot of them probably think that I'm, you know, sinning because I'm gay. And I'm not going to completely write them off as people just because, you know, they have a certain belief system. But anyway, so all that being said, I mean, I just want to, you know, and I'm not trying to change any of my listeners' minds. I mean, you guys can go to Chick-fil-A. Man, I'm taking up all the time. You can go to Chick-fil-A or not. But what I want is respect for the individual. So I want to respect other people have different opinions. And someone on the stream really attacked me personally and called me a lot of really hurtful names. And I was hurt by it. I mean, I spent some time crying after the episode. I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me, but I just want you to know, I mean, I was really impacted by this. And I felt that they got way too personal. And I think that you can oppose somebody's viewpoint and you can point out, you know, wrong things about their logic. But I would never personally attack someone. And they've have since apologized and everything's good. But anyway, I'll talk about it more in the week. But for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.